Kenle peg zayn mishne beis dochoin sheyesh boy beis kibul kederos. A dochoin over here is miloshin doich, is a loshin the rab brings mokoin baramis. So there's a place, a little shelf that sticks out from the kedera, and it's basically what we would call a counter. You take off a pot off a stovetop, and you put down a hot pot on a counter. So we also, they built an extension onto the kedera. So you look at it as something bifnei atzma. It has a clay kibble, but it's not part of the kedera. So Mishnah speaks that out. Yesh bei beis kibble l'kederos. It has a place to put the kedera. It's not part of the kira, but it's a thing for itself. Tohor mishum kira. It doesn't have a din of tumas kira. But it's a kli b'fnei atzmai, tome mishum be clay kibble. And the reason why it has to have a clay kibble is because it's made out of geres. Hatzdodim, the sides shaloi of this dochoi. Picture built into the side of the kira. There's a shelf, and there's a pot holder which has a base kibble on it. The shelf itself doesn't have a kibble. So that's what he calls the tzadon. Because if it touches the side of it, it's touching the shelf that holds on to the pot holder. It's not touching the pot holder itself. Therefore, hanegeh behem eni tomei mishum kira. It's not part of the kira. Harachav shaloi, the chelek that attaches the wall to the dochoin, it's also part of the wall of the kedera. It's called Rachav Shalai because it attaches, there's a place that has the base kibble for the kedera when it's taken out and put down. But there's also the chelek that's attached, that widens, that's attached firmly to the side of the kira. That's called the Rachav Shalai because it extends, it widens. Rav speaks out, it's called wider because the taga is wider over there. Ramei Metayr. Rameir is holding that it's not part of the base kibble, not part of the kli, not toichoi. It's also not the wall of the kira. Rabbi Yehuda Metame, he holds that it's the wall of the kira, and therefore, if inside the tana becomes tame, this is also tame. V'chein ha-koifes ha-sal v'oisal gabov kira. Which means he turns over the, it's not a woven basket, we're talking about something that's a solid kli eitz. And he turns over the kli, so now he's using the top, the kli is upend, he's using the top as a maimid to put on top for the kira. The sal extends a little bit outward from the walls of the kira, and therefore the sides of the sal, or rather the top of the sal, that's the side of the kira, is going to be used as a place where you can put down a pot. So you have the same din. The shayla is if it has this din of a dochoin. And the Mishnah is saying is that it's not a chelik of the kira. If it has a clay kibble, so then it'll be makabel tuma as a kli bifnei atzmai. The Rambam, by the way, has a different shot. What we explained, that the Rav comes from the Rash. The Rambam learns that this dochen sheyesh by beis kibble is not something sticking out on the side of a pot for a pot holder. Rather, it's a separate type of kli. They put in the bottom, instead of putting fuel, they put on the bottom some efer cham, and the point is to keep the pot that's put there insulated. So the point of the Mishnah is that you don't do your cooking on it. What you do is you put a pot there, it has a base kibble, but it doesn't have a din of a kira, a tanur, because it's not a mokim bishul afir be'etzem. So that's what he's talking about. With that, Mefarshim point out that the kofes hasal is not partial exactly what the tzushtal is. The way we explained it, both of them are the side of the kira, which is not part of the kira. That tzushtal doesn't work out so well according to the Rambam, because that's not what it's talking about. It's not on the side of the kira. The Rambam, Grada, in Perkei Mishneh Gimel, did have something that's a side of an oven, of a tanur. It's called Tiras HaTanur, and over there the discussion was a similar discussion. So it could be that because the Mishnah over there, Tiras HaTanur, is talking about that which sticks out on the side, the shah is whether it's part of the Tanur or not, part of the Kira, So Mamela, because of that, that's why the Rambam held that's not the Pshat over here, because then it would have been mentioned over there. Maybe in Pshat. That's why the Rambam is learning a different Pshat. Mishnah Gimel, Kiro Shenechlecha. Now we have to go back and chazer over the basics. Kiro is not as tall as it is wide. The reason why it's wider is because two pots are put in from holes on the top into the Kiro or on the stovetop. And if you break a Kiro and you slice it from the top to the bottom, if you slice it ba'ofen where now both holes or both clay kibble are now broken in half, so the Kiro is totally dysfunctional. So whereas Tanur we had before in Perikei, in order to break a Tanur completely, that it should become Ois Tanur, become Tohor, it has to be broken into three parts. Breaking it into two equal parts would not be Metayer. By Akira, the way we just described it, completely dysfunctional once it's broken into half. The Mishnah speaks that out. La'orko, if it's broken into two pieces, La'orko, and because of that, the two holes are cracked. Tahira, it's not roy anymore. L'shimush. Ulurachva, if it's split the other way, where each hole now is separate, so you have a kiru which is not enclosed. Picture it's like a semicircle, but it has on top one full stove top to be able to put the stove in. So mele it is roy l'shimush. So then tamei it remains tamei. Kupach shenechlak. We described before that a kupach is something that the heat is different, but the main difference is that it only has one opening. So it's smaller. By definition, when you split it, you're going to be splitting that one clay kibble into two. It's not roy l'shimush. So therefore, the Mishnah says that it's shenechlak ben l'orka ben l'roch, but it's tohar. Chatzar hakiro, this is something else. This is like a wide, flat, sort of like a big frying pan. And the kira is put into the middle. It's a holder of the kira. The kira is placed onto it. So that's why it's called a chotzer, because a chotzer is like the surrounding area around the house. It's sort of like a house sitting on a property. Bizman shehi gavoya shalosh etzbois. So it has the minimal share of a kira. So then, it's considered part of the kiru. Mitamo b'mago b'avir. It's mitamo b'mago. It's a kli. I mean, it's a kli cheres. So it's part of the kiru. So it's mitamo b'mago b'fnim. That's what it means. U'bavir. It's mitamo like the tanner. Forgot to mention that it's the kiru is glued to this base. So it's considered part of the kli. What was it used for? Mistama was used to put down chusamikan. If the walls of the chotzer akira are less than 3 etzbois, mitama b'mago, ve'enu mitama b'avir. Now we're talking about a klicher, so it's mitama b'avir. If it says ve'enu mitama b'avir, that means be'etzem it's not part of the kira and not mikabel tuma midaraisa. So as many other places where we've had a mitama b'mago and not mitama b'avir, what we're talking about over here is derabbanon. If it touches the inside wall, if the sheretz touches the inside wall, it'll be tameh. But if it's only in the ear space, it will make a hecker and we won't give it the din deraisa. And that's its din. That's one pshat. That's the simple pshat, which we've had a bunch of times. We had some perikei, Mishnah Gimel, and other places. If we want to explain the Mishnah to say that it's a din deraisa, so then the way to say it is, the Rav brings both pshatim, mishum d'ave yad l'kira, it's considered like a yad, and it has tumas maga, doesn't have tumas avir. Now, the truth is that we had that there are shittas that hold tumas avir, also has tumas biyad. We were mitzayin Ramban, chun dav kufyut ches, and other shittas Mishnah Kroina bring. So if you that, you won't be able to say what we just said. You'll have to say that over here, the Be'etzim, it's not a yad, and it would only be mitame v'cholosh etzbois midin mekira, and now it's not part of the kira, it's only midir abono. Now the Mishnah has a technical but a very interesting and complicated feature over here. The shayla is, let's be magdim, how to define the airspace, the avir, of the chotzer. The pashtus is that you go equi from the top of the chotzer, and everything that's below that chotzer, which is, let's say, three etzvos tall, and the kira is quite a bit taller than that, so everything above that space not, and everything below that space, yeah. However, if you think about it, the mokum is mukaf mechitzos, it's an area that serves the kira, it's part of the kira, maybe the whole ear space up until the top of the doifin hakira. So because of that, the Mishnah has a few interesting pieces here. Rabbi Shmuel loimer, noisin is hashpud. What you can do is you're going to take a stick, you're going to take something straight. Over here it's a metal rod because it's not going to bend. Milamalon lamaton, and you're going to lay it on an angle from the top of the wall of the kira, from the top, the roof, so to speak, of the kira, until the wall of the chotzer, which is further out and much lower. Ukenegdoi, everything that's within that angle, that means we see that angle as serving as the functional wall or ear space between those two walls. That means it's not this or that, black and white. It's not up until the top of the wall of the chotzer, and it's not all the way until the top of the wall of the kira. It's whatever we could see as functionally between the two. What's that? Make a straight line, a straight triangle, angle between the two. Whatever's within that angle is metame bavir. Reb Lezer me Yankev Oimer, nitmeis hakira, nitmeis hachotze. He's arguing on the whole hanocha of the Tanakam and the Mishnah. Who says that the chotzer hakira that's attached to the kira, cemented on, becomes mamish one kli? It's not true. If the kira becomes tome, the chotzer is a toffel to the kira, and it becomes also tome. Nitmeis hachotzer, loy nitmeis hakira. That's not the kira itself. And memela, it's not mekabel tuma as a kira, and the ear space of that is not called, that's the toich of the kira. It's just a chelik of the kli insofar as the toich of the kira being the tama the kira, and then memel the tumor spreading outward even into the chotzer akira. Take a look at the Mishnah Achrayna. We won't go into details, but normally lefi klali apsak we pass from Blaz Ben Yankiv all over Shas. Over here, not. The question is why? Maybe they arise from other Mishnahs. That's one noisei. Another noisei is the Chaznish Taka doesn't understand this whole din of measuring ear space on an angle is not something that we find. This is not going to be a common formula in other places when you have two walls to measure on an angle. Vadova Tom Biu.